Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Yes, everybody, Soylent Green has finally arrived.
Take the kiddies to McDonald's and get a Soylent Green Happy Meal with a Joe Biden free crack pipe in it. Yes, indeed. Brought to you by Monsanto, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna.
And don't forget the ice cream. I tell you, we said a couple months ago, though, that this was going to get to this point before the primary elections and everything.
Couple of months. We told everybody when everybody was going batshit, completely batshit, when Trump decided to run for president. We told everybody if you let Hillary get in office, this was going to happen. Well, it fucked up. It fucked up for them. It didn't do worth shit. Okay? They crucified themselves on this. But they didn't fuck up a second time. They learned from their mistakes. And now, Creepy Joe and the Hope. Okay? So they had to take a four-year break, get their plans together. Now Creepy Joe and the Hope is coming in. All right? Creepy Joe comes in front of the TV today. Oh, we're producing more oil now than the previous administration. If we're producing more oil now, why am I paying $5 a gallon for diesel? Why? I wasn't paying that when Trump was in office, when we had energy independence then.
And we weren't paying outrageous grocery prices either.
Okay. All right. Why do we have to ban imported Russian oil if we have, if we're producing more oil than the previous administration and we have energy independence? Why is these price hikes happening? You know why? Because Joe Biden is a lying, two-faced, cocksucking son of a bitch.
Not only that, brother, and and two are TikTokers out there are listening to this. They're pushing this too for that new Green Deal for the electric cars. We know why they're doing
this.
Big time.
They couldn't. These prices really aren't hurting me. Okay, I'm an independent operator, owner operator. All right.
Right.
The benefits I have for higher fuel prices is a higher fuel surcharge.
Right
now, 47% is the national average on fuel surcharge for trucks. So that means for every 1,000 miles, $1,000 charged to haul whatever goods that we haul, you're going to have another $470 tacked on to that price tag. And some of these loads, they run $4,000, $5,000, sometimes $6,000 shipping charges. You figure $5,000 shipping charges with a 47% fuel surcharge. Guess who that's passed down to, people? And we have to do it. We have to do it or we will go broke. You won't have a truck running on the road.
Well, not only that, I was reading yesterday. Remember you talked about this about a couple months ago, and you said, the dollar's going to be useless. Well, it's actually at that point right now. The American money is almost right there where Russia is right now with their money. Nada, $0. At 36 cents right now, the value.
It's coming down to them. They're pissed off that new Green Deal, that multi-trillion dollar new Green Deal, didn't go through. So now mm-hmm. they're going to their contingency plan. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're going to their contingency plan. They want people to go in debt for these $60,000, $70,000, sometimes $80,000 electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They want us, the truck drivers, to go into debt for close to $500,000 for these electric semi trucks.
Right. Right. So, and, you know, and I'm sorry, everybody. Now, can you hear me? I forgot to turn the mic on TikTok. Everybody was saying they couldn't hear anything. But, yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, and not only that, the elections, the primaries are coming up and everything. And we said they're going to throw all this at us at one time. You know, and they are.
Well, here's the thing, Joseph. Here is the thing. You know, with all of this, we still have people in denial. We have people all the way in denial, okay? Mm-hmm. For 2 years, close to 2 years, wear your mask, get the vaccine, social distance, blah, 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 blah. Shut down, schools closing, stay home, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, the first tank, the first T-80 tank, rolls in from Russia, crosses the Ukrainian border, and all of a fucking sudden, COVID-19 is cured.
Right.
All of the
mandates
are lifted.
Well, you know why? Because the elections are here. You know? And plus, the truckers are out there. You know, this is what I was getting earlier from Jonathan, our friend who's in the trucker convoy, that they decided not to go into D.C. because they felt like it was a trap. So they're kind of outside of D.C. doing their convoy out there, which was a smart idea and everything. But I don't know. I mean, I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm really laughing because it's like we told you so. And
well,
I'm like,
well,
at the same time, I'm like, you know, what the fuck?
Well, where's Russell at? Is he coming on tonight?
He said he wasn't for sure because he's at the emergency room with his dog still, so he was getting her out and everything. So he said he might, so we'll see. But hopefully he calls.
Okay.
I know he had a lot of
right.
So,
but
and to our listeners,
I'm gonna tell everybody this. If you believe that these energy prices, food prices, and everything are going up because, you know, everybody's in bad because of the Ukraine-Russian deal, you're imbeciles. You're imbeciles.
Right.
If you're buying this, you're imbeciles.
Right. Right.
All of the time, the whole time, New Green Deal. We're going to go back to the Paris Climate Accord and all of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get this passed. We're going to get that passed. They couldn't pass a damn thing. So now what are they doing?
Forcing this gas price war.
They're trying to force you to buy something that you don't need.
Or can't afford. Do you know how much those electric cars are?
They're $70,000. They're
$60,000, $70,000. I can't afford that. There's no way I could afford that kind of money. Unless I go sell two kidneys and go rob a kidney somewhere. You know, that's the only way. And for our viewer listeners on TikTok, our number is 917-889-3890 if you like to call in and listen in and stuff. And I'm sorry about the sound earlier. I didn't turn the microphone on that part, but hopefully you can hear us now. But, you know, I tell you, dude, you know, we've seen this coming a long time ago. We saw it coming And Karen is still amazed. I was talking to her a while ago, and I was telling you something earlier about the Dominion machines and how they've been lying and stuff, saying they're not connected to the Wi-Fi and the Internet. Well, they are. There's proof and evidence coming out now backing that claim up. And I actually had a handbook on the Dominion machines because I worked in elections.
That at this point is all academic because everybody's falling in line. Oh, we're going to sanction Russia, condemn Russia for this illegal invasion, for this, for that, for everything.
Right.
You know,
right.
Russia's doing this, Russia's doing that. It's all propaganda, people. It's all propaganda. It's all propaganda. Okay.
I mean,
the bottom line is the president of the Ukraine could have come out and said that we're going to be like Switzerland. We're going to remain neutral.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to join NATO, or we're not going to join the Warsaw Pact. Okay? We're going to remain neutral, and everything would have been fine. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he started talking with the European Union and NATO, that's what gave Putin a red ass. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And the United States has no moral position to condemn Putin, because when the Soviets moved missiles into Cuba, all hell broke loose. We almost had a nuclear war right there because Russia moved missiles that close to the United States. Putin does not want NATO that close to his border.
Well, not only that, you know,
he's not going to join the Russia is not going to join the European Union, and they're not going to submit to the New World Order.
Oh no!
And
we talked about
that
Thursday
night. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, you know, he's destroyed those biochemistry labs that the United States has over there in Ukraine. That's producing these.
Well, there's
pandemics.
No confirmed reports of that. There's no confirmed evidence of that. You know, we haven't confirmed anything. That is all rumor. That is all rumors.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But and it makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder. You know, and it's like they backed the guy into a corner, and yeah, Putin's gonna come out and fight. What did y'all expect him to do? And he's back into your corner like he was, you know, and made him the villain.
You know, I mean, Putin is not going to look like a pussy. See, Russian people, Russians respect strength, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They'll respect the tyrant. They'll respect the dictator. They're not going to respect a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, plain and simple. And they've always been that way. They've always been that way. And he's not going to back down on this. He's not. They're going to take Kiev. They're going to take Kiev, and they're going to remove that Ukrainian president. And they're going
one way or the other.
One way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other. And Putin, the Russian forces did not attack a nuclear power station. They took over the nuclear power station to keep it from getting destroyed and them getting blamed for it. But they're keeping power going. They're bringing in relief supplies to people. I'm not saying the Russians, you know, that the Russians are angels. Not by any means. They're not committing the atrocities that we're being told that they're committing. I mean, look at the source, people. CNN. the same people who put on helmets and flak jackets and were in a studio on a blue screen and claimed they were in Israel ducking Scud missiles? Come on, people.
Right, right, right.
Well, you know, we're also seeing some of these fake videos coming out, you know, where CNN and even Fox News was out there reporting over dead bodies, and you can see a guy covering himself from the sack. I guess he was uncomfortable from the body bag, you know, and it was all live camera. I mean, come on.
It's all they're pushing. they show a Vulcan cannon. Okay, for those of you who don't know what a Vulcan cannon is or a Viper cannon is, basically it's a spazzed out Gatling gun. Okay, this thing fires 6,000 rounds a minute. And they show a plane coming in, and they show this thing firing at it. But if you look at the plane real good, it's an American-made A-10 Warthog. Okay? The Soviets don't have Warthogs. The Ukrainians don't have Warthogs. It's a video game. It's a three-dimensional video game. It looks realistic, but it's not. They show a massive explosion. Oh, explosion and massive explosion in Ukraine. That was when the warehouse went up at the port in Beirut.
Right.
Last year.
And some of that phone footage was coming out of Afghanistan from 8 years ago.
They're showing videos of combat zones with UN trucks, with white UN trucks going in. There are no UN troops in Ukraine right now. This is all fake, people. This is all fake. There is more behind this than what is being told. Okay? The Ukraine has a reputation for being the money laundering capital of the world now. At first, it was the Cayman Islands, and then and Switzerland, and this, that, and the other. You know, Burisma is one of the biggest money laundering operations for Afghan heroin deals the world has ever seen,
and human trafficking as well. You know, we got a caller. We're going to bring the caller in. But I tell you, you know, I don't know. Hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing? This is Brother Mike from Asia. How are you?
Good, good. So, what?
Where are you calling from, caller?
From Singapore.
From where?
Singapore. Asia, Singapore.
Yeah. Way out there.
Where is he calling from, Joe? I didn't understand.
I believe he said Singapore.
Singapore.
Yes, sir. I have talked to you before a couple of years ago. Probably you remember me or not. But.
Remember you. You're the one that was warning us about some stuff. Yeah, I remember you. How you been?
Pretty good. Hey, you know, this Ukraine situation is really is just getting to nerves of every humanity in the world right now. I mean, right now, the gasoline price is going up worldwide. I mean, from California, we see it $9.99 today in some stations, and it's... And New York as well too, $8.50, and many parts of, many states they have a two pricing. I mean, some area they are still under $5, and some other places they are over $5, between $5 to $10. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, that's not only in United States. In England, every liter is $2.50. $2.50.
That's right. Y'all,
that's what
in in Singapore, in your part of the world, they buy fuel by the liter, not by the gallon.
Right.
Right.
It's very expensive. I mean, getting more expensive even in London. It's become like over, close to the £10 for one gallon. And imagine UK people, they have to fill up their gas tank.
That's like, what, $30 in American money?
Let him talk, Joseph. Let him talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it will be about 70 pound, 80 pound, which is, times 1.30. So it will be $13. $13 in UK.
Oh, my gosh.
So everything is getting to the nerves of the people. People are, right now in Turkey, people are just buying fresh fruits and suddenly empty the supermarkets right now in Turkey as we speak. And many other locations, people are just buying people who were not prepared. People who will not think that our Ukraine situation, it will be, for 1 week, 2 weeks, Russia is going to win. And Russia is going to win the war. But Russia is going to use MOAB, FOB, means father of all bombs, or also including atomic bombs, in order to win the Kyiv and other places. Because Putin is not going to put up any more with $20 billion a day war, because and everybody trying to to embargo him, so he's going to use nuclear very soon. So this is the Ukraine war is a herald to the World War III. What do you think, my friend? Go ahead. Sir.
And it's I mentioned this. Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, I don't think Putin is gonna. I don't think Putin is gonna pop off a nuke. Okay, because if he was gonna do it, he'd have done it already. You know, why flag your punch, as they say? You know, he wants to take Ukraine in one piece. You know, Ukraine has already had their radioactive fallout scenario with Chernobyl. And that's why he set up a missile battery on the site of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, because everything is now sealed up and nobody would dare bomb that and crack those containers, all those containers sealing that radioactive material. It would be suicide for both sides.
Right.
So I look at it as this. Putin is trying to shut down the New World Order bullshit. He's trying to shut everything down. And these high fuel prices are retaliation by the deep state, the New World Order, in order to gain support for the Ukraine. Which is basically, like I said, a big money laundering operation for everything crooked in the world.
So you say, my friend, that this World War III scenario is about the New World Order. Whoever wins it is going to be the leader of New World Order?
Well, I didn't say that. I said it's trying to be stopped, but I think it's too little, too late. It's been going on for years. If you really look at the track record of these people, the European Union, the socialist liberals in the United States, the border problems we're having toward our southern border in the United States. I mean, no other country, and the problems with opening the gates in England and letting, the Islamic world just completely take over England. The Islamic world has just about completely taken over Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And, It's just, it's Venezuela. Look at Venezuela right now. That's where we're headed right now. We're going to be a copycat of Venezuela if it keeps on going the way it's going. And that's what it is. They want worldwide socialism. They want you and I. They want you and I as servants, and they want to be the elitists, and they want to dictate everything in the world to us. When we can, where we can eat, what we can watch, what we can socialize about, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it, my man. Have you heard anything about COVID-19 since those tanks rolled across the Ukrainian border? Putin cured COVID-19. He cured the pandemic.
Where did Fauci go? He disappeared. He's in hiding somewhere.
Yes, that's true. In the sense, we don't have here anything about COVID. But, I mean, right now the situation is very tense. And, you know, I don't know if you know Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Just type Steve Quayle. Go to SteveQuayle.com. And he has a story with the Natural News and Ranger, we call him. Both they had a one-hour interview, and it's called about time to prepare for nuclear war and in the United States. So I don't know if you heard it or not, but, I mean, Steve Quayle is very, very, very good, and he knows a lot of information. And so, basically, do you think people in the United States, Canada, Mexico, in North American Union, in North America, I mean, do you think they have to be ready for a nuclear war? And if not, why? And if yes, why?
Well, can tell you right now, my man, you know, when we talk about nuclear war, we get a visual, you know, picture of what we've seen of the bombing of Nagasaki, of the bombing of Hiroshima, the Bikini Island test, the Nevada nuclear test. All right, these things that we saw on video and in films and in movies and whatever, these things are firecrackers compared to what they have now. They're firecrackers. They're nothing. You're talking about nuclear weapons now that are 10 to 20 times the yield of what hit Nagasaki and Hiroshima, which means if you pop off a nuclear weapon on New York, basically 90% of the state of New York, New Jersey, and surrounding nearby states, everyone, 90% of those people are going to go from whatever the temperature is outside or inside to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit in less than a second. Okay?
And is that true?
And they know this. Well, I want to ask you a question. Being in Singapore, what is your concerns with China?
China,
I mean, that's right next to you.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
China is it may attack Taiwan or may not right now. But the question is, for them, they have there is nothing match. You see, Ukraine, army or military had everything that NATO has. Basically, they wanted to be a part of the NATO. So they had to upgrade their equipment. That's the first improvement in order to become part of NATO. They cannot just be part of NATO like that. It's a 15-year process. You know that. So anyway, so we can see that Ukraine army and tanks still is running good, and you know, the every night is about 4,000 or 5,000 Russian soldiers are either surrendering or either killed by Ukrainian army military equipment.
Right.
So we can see how the military equipment are good. China doesn't have a really good.
Well, all of them are
crap.
I can tell you this from experience. Whether they're Ukrainian tanks or Russian tanks, they were manufactured in Russia. And I can tell you this about Russian tanks. They're junk. If you want to get one to ride through the mud with just for fun or push trees down or whatever, oh, you'll have a ball with it. But I can tell you this, I will not set my ass in one and go into combat with it. They are rolling barbecue pits. They are rolling crematoriums. They are rolling caskets. I've seen these things up close in Beirut. I destroyed three of them in Beirut. And let me tell you something. They are the biggest hunks of junk in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yes, China has the same junk. So, I mean, only China has a 1 million army. That's the only thing they have. And also, you know, China has a hypersonic missile too, and which goes to Mach 15 or Mach 20. Which is very fast speed, so that can be some of their weapons are dangerous. But except that, you know, they have.
Some of the best. Now I give China that they got some of the best SAM batteries in the world, surface to air missiles. Them suckers are fast. They learn their lesson. They learned their lesson from their successes and failures with them SAM missiles. But also, if you want to bring up air-to-air, see, everybody wants to talk about the MiG-29. Oh, let me tell you something about the MiG-29, okay? The MiG-29 is, I compare it to our American F-4 Phantom. And if you talk to any Marine Corps or naval aviator that ever flew an F-4 Phantom, they'll tell you that the goddamn thing flew better sideways than it did forward. Well, basically it's the same with the MiG-29.
Right.
Okay. The Israelis during the Six-Day War, they didn't have the MiG-29s, but they did have the MiGs. Everybody was scared of the MiGs. You know what the Israelis had? Those Israelis had those French Mirage jets,
and they tore those
MiGs a new asshole.
Mm-hmm.
They were outnumbered 5-1 in aircraft, and those MiGs, those Egyptians flying those MiGs, when they saw those Mirages coming, they booked up, they hauled ass, they didn't want to tangle with them. They had too many of them, they got shot down.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir.
So what is it that you're getting in Singapore? Because the armies out here, they don't tell us much. You just got propaganda. But what are you getting on these feedback from Ukraine and Russia and all that that's going on?
You know, it's just war tension is very high right now. I mean, right now the atomic clock is 30 seconds to midnight, but I think to be 10 seconds to midnight instead of 30 seconds, because war tension is super high, and, you know, pretty much everybody right now is putting their missiles at each other, already programmed, ready to go, you know? So, you know, it's bad for humanity because war is destruction, peace is construction. But, you know, sometimes wars are necessary, but most of the time not necessary. Yeah, this is the time that people should really to get the peace together instead of war.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, sir. if a nuke does go off in the Ukraine, okay, if a nuke does go off in the Ukraine, it's going to be one that's going to be smuggled in by the United States, and it's going to be a setup for Russia. They're going to get blamed for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this right now. I can tell you this right now. These dirty son of a bitches that we got running this country now, they are not above or below doing that. Serious business. Serious business.
Not only that, Virgil, we still got those three nukes that are missing that were never found.
That's right. We have three nuclear warheads that are unaccounted for. Unaccounted for.
And that was during when Obama was
And here in the United States, I don't know about Singapore, but here in the United States, if you don't watch the news, you're not informed.
Right.
If you do watch the news here in the United States, you're misinformed.
And you're brainwashed.
You know?
Right.
There is... I tell you one, believe it or not, the one news, the one media outlet that where you're going to get the most accurate reports about the Ukraine or anywhere in the world, believe it or not, and I'm going to get some flack for this, is Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's saying something.
Well, you know,
you got a network run by a bunch of unspooled terrorists, and you got to depend on them to get the truth. Something's wrong with that.
Or depend on people like us and the Christian Hughes and, you know, and our other friends that are doing broadcasts like this. This is how we get news out there, and they say that we're doing misinformation, and we're doing as much accuracy as we can. By putting it out there, you know, with what we have.
Yes. Can I read you the news right now we got? U.S. pours cold water on Poland's untenable offers to hand over all their MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine. Pentagon says plan raises serious concern for the NATO alliance in the face of with Putin. And U.S. officials here desperate Putin could use tactical nukes on the Ukrainian cities in effort to win through the plundering war because he cannot afford to lose. Kremlin officials directly denounced the war and invasion. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I want to ask some questions here about that report. When were these MiG-29s built? How long have they been in storage? And what shape are they in? Are they just going to rig them up just to get them to fly and send down there? Because Poland's military air defense does not fly the MiG-29 anymore, my man. They also fly the Mirage 2000. They fly the Mirage 2000, the French Mirage 2000, and the British Harrier.
Virgil. I was thinking that because I heard that on ABC News when they were talking about what he was just saying. I'm like, wait a minute. Aren't those the old MiG-29s they're sending? Because a lot of the equipment they're sending right now are all old stuff, in case nobody's noticed.
See, they're doing like we did when the Russians first invaded Afghanistan. We cleaned out the warehouse. We saw an opportunity to clean out the warehouse of these old surplus infield rifles and these M1 Garand rifles, and we sent them to Afghanistan for them to fight the Russians. Well, I can tell you this right now. You're not going to shoot down a Heinz helicopter with an infield rifle. That's just like trying to stop a freight train with a BB gun.
Right.
You know, I mean,
unless you get lucky.
You know, the biggest the best weapons they've got, and it's pretty much, you know, not man to man, but equal firepower, is that they have the AK-47, the most dependable assault rifle on the face of God's green earth, and they have the RPG. They have the RPGs, which is basically the best anti-tank weapon you can have.
Mm-hmm.
It's light, it's portable, you know, it's you could teach a 10-year-old child to shoot it. I've seen 10-year-old children shoot these things in that hell hole over in Beirut, Lebanon, and that's basically it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. That's
right.
So this MiG-29 jets to Ramstein Air Base in Germany at the disposal of U.S. government, and you know, Polish foreign ministry said, and Poland is believed to have 28 MiG-29s, a Soviet era fighter, as you told, flown by Ukrainian Air Force, although not all are airworthy. Mm-hmm. Bravo, you know your stuff, man. You are right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do 5 years in the Marine Corps, and, you know, I've seen my share of Russian equipment that's worth a damn, and I've seen Russian junk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the best thing that they have going for them right now is the AK-47 rifle. The AK-47 and the AK-57, you know. I mean, the AK-74. And the RPGs, the RPG-1, the RPG-2, and the RPG-3. The RPG-3 is a little bit heavier, but it carries a bigger punch.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why
if you notice those tanks,
those Russian tanks, all right, every time you see one, you see those little square boxes mounted all the way around them. On the turrets and on the tracks and everything else, you see those little square boxes, those little green boxes. You know what those are? Do you know what those are?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Those are anti-tank blockbusters. If you shoot an anti-tank missile at the turret of a T-55, T-72, or T-80 tank, and it hits one of those boxes, that box explodes, and it destroys whatever is being shot at it, other than a small arm. It explodes, okay? Because the way an anti-tank weapon works, it has what's called it has a copper cone inside of it that's turned around backwards.
Right.
When the RPG hits or whatever it is, it sets off a thermite charge first, and it melts that copper. Then an explosion goes off, and it shoots the molten copper through the steel inside the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And, brother, let me tell you something. Don't sell it short. Don't sell it. It's called a shaped charge weapon. And let me tell you something. That stuff gets inside of that tank, you might as well cancel Christmas. Because if it finds one ordnance round, no matter whether it's locked in the blast cabinet or not, if it burns through there and cooks off one round in that tank, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's turning into a barbecue pit. Everybody inside is cooked down to nothing.
Damn.
I ask you this question? Can you tell me, please, Wolverine, my friend, why Oksana, the UN ambassador from Ukraine, why keep saying if you want new world order? If you want a world order, or she keeps saying different things, but same thing.
Because
why she keeps saying that? Can you explain for us why she keeps saying that, please?
Yes, because basically what it is, the Ukraine holds all the assets of the corrupt politicians from the United States, United Nations, the EU, and all of them. That's where all the money laundering comes in, like Virgil was saying earlier. And not only that, all the dealings with Biden, Hunter Biden, everything else, everything is there, documents, everything. So basically, go ahead, Virgil.
Let me ask him this. Okay. Let's put yourself as a member of an international drug cartel. You are the number one man. You are the shit. You are making millions of dollars every day off drugs. Okay? But you have to pay off people, you know, to look the other way. Okay, and you have to clean your money. You have to make your money look legitimate. Okay, how do you do it? How do you do it?
And all that money that comes in from these people, from, you know, from the corruption and everything, all that money goes through Ukraine to the banking system. So they're going
Businesses like Burisma. Okay, Burisma is supposed to be a company that sells energy, oil, gas, whatever, however, propane, butane, whatever. Okay, but none of these products that they're supposedly selling or trading get seen. Only thing that gets seen is the money. Okay, nobody knows. Somebody can send, you can send $10 million to Burisma. Okay, now is that $10 million worth of oil? Is that $10 million worth of natural gas? Is that $10 million worth of coal or any other, or gasoline or any other energy product? You don't know. Then that $10 million gets distributed out to several banks, and then those banks punch in a code known as a transfer number or account number, and they transfer it to another account. Well, then it's clean. It's laundered, untraceable. So that's why Hillary Clinton can get her $8 to $10 million. Hunter Biden can get his $1 billion. Joe Biden can get his $800 million, and so on and so on and so on and so on. You see, if you make $100 million, if you make $100 million profit, if you make $100 million profit, but your payout to keep everybody happy is $70 million. Well, you still made a profit. You're $30 million. So next month, you're going to make another $30 million. You're going to pay out, and you're going to do this, you know? And that's how it works. It's money laundering.
So are you telling me that Ukraine is a herald to the New World Order and money laundering?
I mean, you're talking – we're talking – billions of dollars every year that goes through this country. And if you look at this country, if you go in the outer parts of this country, people are living in shacks. They're barely eating. I mean, they're living way below the poverty level. But you've got these billions of dollars, not only in drugs, but arms sales, human trafficking sales, every type of lucrative business deal that you could ever think of, all of this is going through these so-called energy companies in the Ukraine.
Exactly.
And the Russian mob, the Russian mob, if you think Putin runs Russia, you're sadly mistaken. The mob, the Russian mob runs Russia. And those guys are not the Boy Scouts. I can trust me. They are not the Boy Scouts. If you think Chechens are ruthless, mess with the Russian mob.
Right.
So are you saying that everybody wants a piece of the new world, and so everybody now fighting to get a piece of pie? So this war is about the piece of pie, then?
It's about the piece of pie and controlling the world population. That's what it's about.
It's control. It's about control.
Mm-hmm.
It's about control. It's about control. That's what it's all about.
So what's the solution to the today's problem, then, please?
The solution is simple. Okay, true or false? Bullets change governments way more efficiently than votes. True or false?
Mm-hmm. True.
And if that's true, then it's up to the world people, the people of this planet, not only this country, to rise up and get rid of the few that are trying to control us and put in control those who represent the interests of the many.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's going on now, Virgil. That's why they're throwing all this unnecessary at us, you know, and stuff now, because they're kind of losing control of that. So they would rather murder the entire population or half the population than give that power up. So they're throwing this gas pricing, food pricing, everything. Everything's being thrown at us all at one time because they're losing
control. Well, as far as the gas prices, as far as the fuel prices, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. See, my fuel, every load I take, my fuel is paid for. My fuel is paid for. I make a clear profit margin. But not everybody is in a bit. Not everybody is an owner-operator of a truck like, you know, of what I do. You know, you have people. You have people that go.
Lost them. Hopefully he calls back. But, yeah, I mean, It's very insane. I mean, it's like the insane asylum people escaped and is running the country. That's what it feels like, you know, and everything. But it's all for control. That's all it is. I hope that explains it a little bit better.
My friend Wolverine. So, I mean, what's your intake on this, you know, the truckers strike, I mean, in Washington, D.C., et cetera. I mean, can you please inform your listeners why they're doing it? Because many people don't know why these people are doing things like in Washington, D.C., in the Belt, I-95. Please.
Right, and the reason the preppers are doing this is because of these mandates, these ungodly mandates and these ungodly vaccines being forced on everybody against their will. It's either get vaccinated or lose your job. You know, and not only that, the truckers, they supply us with our food, suppliers, our homes, and everything else, you know. And so they're putting the mandates on them and demands on them and stuff. So they've had enough of it, you know. And so they're fighting for their livelihood, plus with their freedom as well, and our freedom. So that's what this whole thing is about. It's not about, you know, violence or anything else. You know, it's about stopping these ungodly mandates. You know, nobody should be forced. Nobody, the government has no business telling us what we can or cannot do with our bodies. No.
But we saw what happened in Canada. The same thing happened in Canada. Do you think similar situation will happen inside U.S.
No,
in a couple of weeks?
I think the situation is a little different because the truckers are actually not in D.C., the capital of D.C., because they're kind of avoiding that area and everything, so they're kind of outside. But, you know, it's iffy. I mean, it could go bad, you know, and everything too, because we got instigators like Antifa and other groups that go after to start this violence and everything to make it look bad. So that's what we got to be careful about. So basically, what this is about. Go ahead.
So if you say, if a similar situation arises in Washington D.C. as like as Canada, so what those people have to respond, or how do you want them to respond, please?
You want to answer that, Virgil?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go back to my old headset. I'm having all kind of problems with this one. It cuts out after a while and all of that. But like I was saying, you know, these people in the White House, these elites and whatever, they don't care about people like you and everybody else. They care about themselves. They live in a bubble. They live in a bubble. If they think it's right, if they think it's moral or whatever, then they automatically, oh, well, you have to think like me. You have to think like me, or I'm going to call you a racist and extremist or whatever. You know, 2 years ago, you know, I mean, well, maybe 4 years ago, nobody ever even heard of the Ukraine. They could care less. They don't care. These politicians, all of these politicians in Washington, whether they're congressman, senator, whatever, all of them saying, okay, we support the Ukraine. We support the Ukraine. We support the Ukraine. These are the same people that were ready to hang Joe Biden when they found out that he was going to withhold money if the Ukrainians didn't fire a prosecutor that was coming after his son. You know?
Exactly. And the funny thing is, I'm going to just put it out there, and I might get banned on TikTok for saying this, but, you know, just to let everybody know, you guys are being played. This is, you know, I mean, how can we put it, Virgil? Not only are you being played, I mean, come on, look out, look and smell the coffee.
I think the United Nations, the United States, and this so-called coalition, NATO and the European Union, are throwing Putin under the bus. Okay? Because if this was a full-scale invasion, if this was a full-scale take over the country, we're going to take everything you got invasion. Okay? It would be a bloodbath. It would be a bloodbath. The Russians would not be trying to avoid civilian casualties. Past history has shown with the Russians, they don't give a shit about collateral damage. They don't care.
So, but again,
we got relief supplies being trucked in. We see Ukrainians, videos of Ukrainians welcoming the Russian soldiers in. And we have the other side saying, oh, we're going to defend. We're going to, you know, I mean, something's going on here that just is not being told to the people from both sides,
right,
Russia and the Ukraine, and especially the United States.
Right. Well, we know it's a pit on. We know that, you know, but I don't know. I think everybody's going to be pissed off and upset once they all see it and figure it out. You know, be able to
I mean, there's not a word of truth that came out of Joe Biden's mouth since the son of a bitch said first word he said was mama. That was the only truth that ever came out of his mouth ever. Since then, it's been one lie after another.
Well, so what is this refugee status of this Ukrainian? We have seen a lot of Ukrainian coming to United States getting refugee visas and coming to United States. And I guess instead of 90 days marriage time that they have, So now they have a plenty of time to find their man, I guess. So I guess everybody now will have an Ukrainian wife then in the United States.
Well, Ukrainian mail order brides are going to fall down to the price of the Chinese mail order brides during the pandemic.
Well,
they're going to be around the same price.
Our country governor of New Mexico, I'm glad you brought that up because I think I mentioned this the other night. We're accepting them here in New Mexico. So, you know, we were told just the other day to be expecting Ukrainians.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now about the Ukrainians. Let me tell you something now.
I have
there's some shrewd people. There's some shrewd people. Uh-huh. They know how to make a dollar. They know how to make a dollar, and they ain't lazy.
That's right.
You know?
Just as long as they don't vote Democrat, please.
So basically, anybody who gets these chicks coming to the United States and get married with them, so you think is a lucky one because they are doctors, engineers, or whatever they are, and they can find job and bring lots of money to the husband, I guess, new husband.
Exactly.
Well,
say, replacements.
I'll tell you what, they got some good looking Ukrainian gals, boy.
They're really good looking Ukrainian gals. I mean, and they're really charming with their accent. and you know, they keep saying, you know, oh, well, this thing happened on ECH. Oh my God, 14.
Right, you know. Well, the thing about it is, and I know everybody knows this that knows me, you know, I have a stepdaughter that's from Russia. Okay, I adopted her when she was 14 years old, and she's 35 now. But I don't hate her because of what's going on. She's my daughter. I adopted her, you know. But,
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Joseph. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, you've heard me talk about her for years, Virgil.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. The people who are in the United States, the people that are in the United States that come from Russia before all of this, before any of this started, and open up businesses and live in America and do business in America like restaurants, stores, whatever, don't go out harassing these people. These people have nothing to do with what's going on. Do not go out harassing these people or hate crime-ing these people or threatening these people whatsoever. Okay? They have done us nothing. They have done us nothing. Nothing. Okay?
That goes for the Ukrainians that are coming here. You know, they've done nothing.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're not spreading hate. We're not doing any of that on the show.
I mean, we made that mistake. We made that mistake in the 1940s with the Japanese Americans, which was a hell of a black eye for America for what President Roosevelt did to those people. And it took almost 60 years for the American government to apologize to these people. Some of these people were just of a Japanese descent. They couldn't speak a word of Japanese, but they were rounded up and they were put in concentration camps.
Yep.
You know, and we're not going to let that happen again. We're not going to let that happen again. And the German Americans, we're not going to let that happen again. You know,
and also we should remember also the Persian in the time of hostages crisis. You know, people are innocent. All people are living here are American citizens. Same thing. You know, you cannot based on the political, social, economic, what's going on around the globe, and then we pick, as you said, on Japanese, and then we pick on Russian, Persian, Arab, on etc. That's wrong because then these people, instead of voting for Trump, then they can vote for Biden again. So we don't want to piss them off. So please be nice to everybody, regardless. You know, these things come and go, but we cannot react based on what's going on around the globe. You know, these people are American citizens. American citizen and pay taxes and working hard too, like you. Everybody wants to move mm-hmm. their home. Everybody wants to have a simple car or whatever, you know, house and etc. So these people are good people. So maybe one or two people bad, but it's up to not to me and you to decide, you know.
That's
so
right. If you make a promise to people, and we do this all the time, the American government, especially the American military, they do this all the time. They go in, mm-hmm. they stick their nose where it don't belong, and they stick their nose in, and they start these wars, you know, that Halliburton won't or the industrial military complex won't, so they can profit off of them. And they
right.
make all these promises, and then when time comes to fulfill those promises, oh, well, we didn't say that. You know, they renege on them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Prime example. The end of the Vietnam War. Saigon fell. All of those people were trying to get out. Why? Because the Americans promised that if you fight for us, with us, against the communists,
mm-hmm.
you can come to America and be American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I can tell you this right now. The majority of, I know quite a few of these Vietnamese people, these descendants of people that came over with the boat people and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I know quite a few of them. Two of them are my best friends, Tran
so you see,
and his wife, Cindy.
So you see, you have a
They're
friend.
Two of my best friends.
Different
two of the nicest people you ever wanted to know.
You see, you're sending nice
that
people.
Are more,
exactly.
That are more American, that are more mm-hmm. American than the people that have generations that were born in this country.
Right.
They love America.
Right.
But here's the thing, guys, we got to remember, this administration thrives on hatred. They thrive on this stuff. You know, we've seen it. We witnessed it, and we did
the same thing recently in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
In Afghanistan, we threw those people that we promised that we get them out of the country. We threw them under the bus. Okay,
exactly.
We threw them under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we don't let an Afghan woman bring her baby on a plane to come to America to get away from the Taliban. But we allow the Mexican drug cartels to come through with drugs and bedroom sets and nightstands and come over the border, and we say, oh, we have border security. No, we have the illusion of border security.
I know that. They smuggle children under here for sex trafficking and, you know, organ harvesting and all this other stuff that we know, and people are okay with that. I mean, it's like, man,
ever since we got involved and we allowed the United Nations to get a foothold in this country,
mm-hmm.
we have been going downhill ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
totally.
My friend.
That is the root of the problem, the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The United Nations.
I have to cut myself short. Thank you for everything. Thank you for
great.
That's a great show.
It's a pleasure hearing from you again. I was worried about you because we hadn't heard from you in a long since you got that warning out. And we were like, wondering if anything happened to you, you know, but I'm glad you're okay, my friend.
Joseph, I'm going to have to sign off. I got to get back on the road.
Alrighty, what is that? Go ahead, my friend.
It's 11:14 a.m. March 9th, 2022. So Wednesday. So I say good afternoon to you guys, and talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Okay.
Well,
call back anytime.
It's 8:14 at night over here, so we're going to call tonight, and we are going to take off for about 2 weeks, and we'll be back on here pretty soon because I'm going to be working the electric poles and everything that's coming up. But Roger, be safe out there on the road. And for all my TikTokers out there, I'm sorry about the microphone incident. That does happen. But we'll see y'all later. Virgil, be careful.
All righty. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Good night, everybody.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man. Now I'm doing 99.
At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now Red, he's the dangest dog
this old boy has ever seen.
He's got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. Lord, he's a four-legged dragon machine. Just consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years...